He and I were consolidated because we're in the same circuit. We're in the Ninth Circuit together. And it was the Mack Prince case. And then we went to the Supreme Court and all of a sudden it was Prince. And so I asked Jay to always call it the Mack Prince case. And he said, yeah, fine. So that's what I call it. Both of us were at the Supreme Court together in December of 1996. And maybe people are wondering, why did sheriffs go to the United States Supreme Court? Well, folks, that is the $10,000 question here. Why did we? I never planned to do that. I didn't run for sheriff wanting to sue the Clinton administration. Okay.
I'm
But
glad you did.
I am too now, especially. But folks, this was the first time in US history, two things, that sheriffs sued the federal government and won a case at the United States Supreme Court. We beat the Clintons. And the miracle is we lived to tell about it. Now, folks, the other first timer on this, the other miracle is that this is the first time in history where the federal government promulgated legislation that required the sheriffs of this country to enforce it for them for free. And no negotiation, no contracts. And I already had a contract with the federal government to take some of their inmates when they got overflow in the local prison in Safford, Arizona, where I was sheriff. And it had to be done by agreement and by contract. Yet they think that they could just come out with the Brady Bill and say, well, we're going to make the sheriffs do it. Why? Because we have supreme authority. Folks, let me dispel that stupidity right now. The Supremacy Clause, Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, does not grant carte blanche supremacy to the federal government. Let us remember history here. Who formed the federal government? The states did. We did. We formed the federal government with certain discrete, limited, enumerated powers. And the intent of the founding fathers was to make sure that there would be no repetition, no reoccurrences whatsoever of the abuses from King George III and the English Parliament. That's why they were so careful. That's why they came up with the Bill of Rights a couple of years after the Constitution originally was signed by the founders. Folks, this was an absolute miracle. And then the federal government has lied and stolen numerous powers that were never theirs. And we, the people and the states, have fallen asleep and allowed this to happen. And now we've got to take it back. And the organization that I formed, CSPOA, is Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And we have a branch of that organization that is for citizens. It's called the CSPOA Posse. And we need every single one of you to join it. Yes, there's a whopping fee of $11 a month. But folks, that's how we stay funded. And that's how we bless each other. You help keep us funded. And we train you to be on our posse so that you can start a posse with your sheriff. Or if he already has a posse, which some do, then you join his posse and you become part of the solution. Folks, if we the people are not involved in the holy cause of liberty and part of the solution,
Part of the
it will
problem.
not remain peaceful and it probably will have zero chance of succeeding.
It's getting worse and worse every day. What are you guys going to wait? What are you waiting for? I hear that all the time.